Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Today is Public Service Broadcasting Day. A red letter in the history of broadcasting, father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, paid his first and only visit to the broadcasting house in New Delhi on this day in 1947. Mr. Gandhi addressed the grief-stricken Indians staying in Kurukshetra and displaced from Pakistan through a special broadcast on the country's festival, Deepavali. In the year 2000, the Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting, Sushma Swaraj, announced that every 12th of November would henceforth be observed as Public Service Broadcasting Day. On the occasion of the 11th episode of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's monthly address, Mann Ki Baat, in March 2023, Akashwani dedicated the very studio from where Bapu had delivered his historic message as the Bapu Studio. National Book Trust of India is organizing neo-literate writing workshop for Hindi writers in Arunachal Pradesh for the first time at Rajiv Gandhi University, Doimukh, Itanagar from 12th to 14th November 2025 in collaboration with Hindi Department of Rajiv Gandhi University and National Book Trust. Rajiv Gandhi University Vice Chancellor Professor Jaydev Sahu and National Book Trust of India Chief Editor and Joint Director Kumar Vikram inaugurated the event today. Addressing the workshop participants, RGU Vice Chancellor, commending the workshop on being organized, said the National Book Trust took notice of Arunachal Pradesh's good performance in the field of Hindi, selected Rajiv Gandhi University for the event. The Trust's chief editor said the goal is to ensure that neo-literate readers continue to have access to reading material so that they do not relapse into illiteracy. In these workshops, stories are prepared in simple languages in which information related to environment, gender equality, life skills and more. Minister RD and Panchayati Raj Ojingta Singh yesterday attended the valedictory program of the Students' Experience in Interstate Living SEIL Northeast Bharat Study Tour at the College of Agriculture, Pasighat. In a social media post, Mr. Tasing said it was truly heartening to interact with young minds from diverse corners of the country, united by a shared purpose of learning, exchange and brotherhood. The SEIL initiative, guided by the vision of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat, plays a vital role in strengthening emotional integration and fostering mutual understanding among the youth of the nation. The enthusiasm and curiosity of the participating students reflected the essence of India's unity in diversity. The Krishi Vigyan Kendra Tawang, in collaboration with the ICAR, Central Institute of Horticulture, Nagaland, under the Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Government of India, today organized a capacity building and input distribution program under the NEH component at Zimithang. During the program, agricultural tools, vermi compost kits and various agricultural and horticultural inputs were distributed among the participating farmers. Addressing the gathering, Colonel Amit Nachankar, the chief guest of the occasion, urged farmers to adopt the knowledge and techniques shared by agricultural experts and to embrace organic and scientific farming practices for sustainable growth. As a run to the Arunachal Rang Mahotsav 3.0, a play, Silent Lips Murmuring Heart, based on an Assamese novel, Monor Hot Mukhar Hriday, written by noted author Padmasri Y.D. Thongchi, was premiered at Convention Hall, RGU, on Tuesday. Y.D. Thongchi, who also attended the premiere and shared his views on theatre culture and literature in Arunachal Pradesh. The play was directed by Vidyut Kumar Nath, a National School of Drama graduate, and assisted by Gopal Mihu. The majority of new actors who performed for the first in a theatre production also shared views and experience. Many of the audience also shared their reviews on the play. Former advisor to the Chief Minister, Tai Tajak and patron of Arunachal Siksha Vikas Samiti, graced the National Education Day celebration with the theme Inclusive Quality Education yesterday at Donyupolo Vidyaniketan at Pasighat, East Siang District. On this occasion, Mr. Tajak said that education is the foundation of an empowered, equitable society and the bedrock of democracy, and this day serves as a reminder that a well-educated society is the backbone of a progressive nation. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.